Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 255. Today we are continuing with the biological special program of the nasal mucosa. First, let us consider the conflict active phase of the program. It is characterized by the ulceration of the nasal mucosa in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict activity. As I always say, in the way how the conflict is taken up by the individual and therefore in the manifestation of the symptoms, not only during CA phase but also during healing phase, including the epileptic crisis, there is always an important element of subjectivity. As homeopaths, we call it miasms. The biological purpose, which is an idea exclusive with German new medicine, the cell loss of the nasal mucosa is to widen the nasal passages in order to enhance the sense of smell. Dr. Hammer explains the phenomenon like this. In nature, the smelling of a predator or similar potential dangers is considered as essential for survival. As a result of this loss of mucus-producing cells during the conflict active phase, there will be the symptom of dry nose. These ulcers produced by the cell loss do not bleed, but if the conflict is hanging, it can lead to the formation of crusts in the nose. What happens during the healing phase of the SBS of the nasal mucosa is very important because it includes a number of very common medical conditions familiar to us. During the first part of the healing or PCLA phase, the ulcerated areas get replenished through cell proliferation. The healing symptoms include stuffed up nostrils or blocked nostrils due to the swelling of the nasal mucosa, reduction of the sense of smell, usually with that of taste, nasal discharge for removing the remnants of the repair process, headaches due to the brain edema in the brain controlling centers, temperature increase or fever, and fatigue. These symptoms occur because during the healing phase, the autonomic nervous system enters in the warm phase or vagotonia or a prolonged period of rest. The chill occurs with the shivers during the conflict active phase or cold phase and also in the epileptic crisis that happens during the healing phase. Sneezing and nasal bleeding also occur during epileptic crisis. All the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the nasal mucosa is commonly presented as common cold. The degree of the symptoms is determined by the intensity of the conflict and, as I told earlier, by the subjectivity of the affected person. Let us see some symptoms that occur during the epileptic crisis of all programs having their controlling centers in the sensory cortex, post-sensory cortex or premotor cortex. They are troubled circulation, diseased pulse, short disturbances of consciousness or complete loss of consciousness, like a fainting or absence. A drop of blood sugar also can occur due to the excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. A common cold is usually accompanied by a sore throat. That means there were both a conflict of not wanting to swallow a situation and a conflict to accept something that stings. An additional male territorial fear conflict and a female scare fright conflict can cause coughing related to bronchi or larynx along with a cold. Unexpected and distressful conditions at work site, at school, at home, etc. can produce this combination of cold and cough during the healing phase. Common cold can occur in a number of people at the same time. That simply means all of them had the same conflict and they are being healed. Some people hate summer and some others winter or spring, etc. If a large number of people due to some reason or other hate a particular season, then the healing symptoms during such seasons get the name as seasonal flu. Conventional medicine claims that the cold or flu is a viral disease even though they have not isolated or substantiated any of the alleged virus causing common cold. Moreover, the symptoms of cold and flu are the healing symptoms and therefore the claim that they are contagious do not stand. Whenever the cold symptoms are chronic or recurring, the conventional medicine interprets this as allergy. According to GNM, these are all scent or stink conflicts set on tracks like the smell of a food, perfume, flower, grass, cigarette, smoke, etc. or the taste of substances like milk, nuts, spice, etc. Other common materials alleged to cause allergies are pet dander, pollen, mold, wind, cold food from a refrigerator, raindrops overhead, etc. Pollen allergy, cold air allergy, AC allergy, and several types of allergies are described and they are vaguely called as allergic rhinitis. Whenever the nasal congestion and the conjunctivitis occur together, they call it a hay fever. In reality, they are the healing symptoms of a scent or stink conflict and a visual separation conflict running concurrently. Friends, the common cold is a medical condition about which the public are given with a lot of misinterpretations by the conventional medicine. Its association with any virus is not a proven fact. And the allergy is a fabricated theory. In majority of so-called viral pandemics, the cold symptoms are common because they explain the virus to enter the human organisms through nose. I used to say to my patients who come with chronic cold attacks, allergic rhinitis, etc., that no one in the world, including the doctors of all modalities, know the exact phenomenon of common cold, and GNM only gives the answer. GNM gives scientific explanations for the phenomenon of threshold of microbes in our body, and only GNM can explain all the phenomena said to be occurring in a so-called pandemic like COVID-19. Empower yourself and your near and dear ones with the right knowledge of GNM. My best wishes are always with you. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.